Well, I certainly hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving, and now put up your fucking Christmas decorations.
It's time now. They're allowed to.
It's okay.
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 It's, Candace says it's okay.
And I'm Candace.
And I'm Natalia.
And this is Not a Single Fork.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah, because we haven't talked about enough holiday food. And I think, I mean, even though people, I think they probably mostly eat them with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think that they eat them all the time.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think most people eat sweet potatoes all the time.
You think they don't know what to do with them?
Correct, which is what we're going to discuss.
Yes.
However, I think it started that way, and I think within the last maybe like 5 or so years, there's been more of a, like, oh, I can eat sweet potatoes when it's not Thanksgiving or it's not the holidays.
And they're really good for you.
And I think it started with sweet potato fries.
Oh, okay.
Because that became kind of a thing. Like, that's kind of a thing. I mean, I know they've always been around, but, like,
they're
delicious. Get them everywhere. And they're
I
love them, too. So that's a thing you can do with your sweet potatoes. So sweet potatoes.
In your air fryer.
You can. Yes, in your air fryer.
In your air fryer.
Not in mine.
Not in your air fryer.
Not in mine. I don't have one.
I'll get you one for Christmas.
Oh, thanks. This goes back to, like, why am I going to put more shit on my counter? So sweet potatoes, again, I know we're over the fact that, you know, I'm not from here. Woo. But when I first heard about sweet potatoes, because that is, again, weirdly a regional thing. And that's one of those things that you guys probably don't even think about that other people don't have. But I didn't grow up with fucking sweet potatoes. And then I remember, I think, going somewhere for Thanksgiving, and there was this dessert, I thought, but it was the sweet potatoes with that marshmallow shit on top.
Oh,
what the fuck is that?
I'm gonna
look
it up. That's traditional.
Do you know what's in that? Do I need to look it up?
What's
it called? A sweet potato pie? No.
No, it's candied yams.
So are yams and sweet potatoes the same thing?
No, they really aren't. They're a different thing. Yams are, they're like, they're both potatoes, but I think yam is really more of a root vegetable thing versus a sweet potato is in the potato family. But I don't think a yam.
No, because I think I had yams. I think I had yams.
I don't think they're technically potatoes. I think they're a root vegetable. They just happen to behave like potatoes.
And they are the same color.
Well, no, not always.
No.
They're usually, I think yams are like a light color.
But orange?
No.
Oh.
They can be white and they can be purple.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, that ube.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just think it's a root vegetable versus a potato.
Okay, so this sweet potato.
Even though I started off saying I think they're both in potato family, as I talk about it, I think no, they're not.
Well, sometimes we have to talk things through, Candace, and then we can
figure it out. Sometimes we figure it out, yeah, because I don't really stop and think about it very often.
So this literally fucking has sweet potatoes, butter, brown sugar, and miniature marshmallows.
Yeah.
Why?
People love that shit.
Is it because it's called? Because I don't think a sweet potato is sweet, do you?
No, I think that it has the potential to be sweet.
But on its own.
On its own. It's sort of like, to me, it kind of runs in the vein of butternut squash and things like that, that you can send either to the savory side or the sweet side.
Yeah, but would you make a fucking pie or put marshmallows on butternut squash?
You could.
Okay, but regular potatoes.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like they kind of take on flavors too?
Like just a baking potato?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nobody makes that sweet.
Well, actually, there's a candy made out of mashed potatoes.
What?
Yeah.
From where?
Well, actually, I remember making it. I was at a friend's house one night and we made mashed potato candy. And when I got home and I told Mom about it, I said, Mom, we made this amazing candy called mashed potato candy. She's like, oh, yeah, we used to make that all the time.
What the fuck? I'm looking that up now, too.
You use leftover mashed potatoes and you mix in a bunch of powdered sugar, it is. And then I think you...
Does it look like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it has a peanut butter center.
Oh my God.
It's really good.
Is it super sweet or is it not super sweet?
It's pretty sweet.
Is it
but again, you know, you have the sweet and then you have the savory of the peanut butter. Because as you don't put any sugar in the peanut butter. It's just basically peanut butter. And you roll it up like a jelly roll.
Right. I see that in the texture. Jesus God. In the picture.
Yeah.
So does it have the consistency of what's that shit I just asked you about? The Asian desserts that are like made with rice on the outside.
Mochi.
Does it have that consistency?
No.
Does it?
But okay, let me take that back. I really don't know, because when I had it, when I was like 10 or whatever, I didn't know. I'd never had mochi, but it wasn't like it's like a cake. It's cake-like, as I recall.
Okay. Weird. I've never fucking heard of this shit.
Yeah, mashed potato candy.
Fuck.
Yeah, see?
I could make this.
You could make it.
Mashed potatoes, butter. Ooh, 7 cups of powdered sugar.
Yes.
Fuck me.
Yeah, to make it sweet.
And I guess stick together, maybe. Yeah. Make the consistency, make the...
Yeah, it may help
you
that.
You know, help
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of cool.
Okay. Well, who knew?
If you've got leftover mashed potatoes.
Make mashed potatoes.
See, you were headed in one direction and I brought you back.
And you took me away, actually, to another direction, because I don't even remember what the fuck this episode's about. Sweet potatoes. We talked about sweet potato pie last time. So that's a thing you can do with sweet potatoes.
Yes.
This fucking bullshit with the marshmallows that I'm sure everyone listening is like, oh my God, I love it.
Okay,
that bitch.
Here's something.
I'm a bitch.
Makes me. You are a bitch. I love you anyway.
Takes one to know one.
They buy canned yams.
Okay, so are canned yams already sweet? Or are they just doing like water? Do I need to look this fucking thing up too?
Look it up. I don't know. I don't buy canned. I don't buy any canned potatoes. I was reading a recipe the other day, and it was in some reputable newsletter, and it is
sweet potatoes, water, corn syrup, and sugar, and they're called yams.
Yeah, candied yams.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's what people typically use for to that make shit. That nasty ass shit.
Jesus God!
So it's
can you
not
buy
only
just raw yams.
Yeah, you mean like in the produce section?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, really, have you seen them here?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'm just asking. I've never seen them here.
Yeah. But yams, I mean, they're there with the sweet potatoes. They're like all in the same area. But yams are more white, beige. Like, I think they're called Japanese yams or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there they are.
Yeah, that's it.
Them. There they are.
So, but then why do they fucking call these sweet potatoes in a can yams?
I don't know the answer to that.
I'm going to look that up too.
Okay.
I'm going to Google. Why do they fucking call?
But that is a very traditional Southern treatment of, and people put toasted pecans on the top of them too.
So wait, the yammy things that are not yams, that are sweet potatoes and the corn syrup in the can, and then the marshmallows and then the nuts.
And the brown sugar. Yeah. And a lot of times they'll whip it. Whip it.
Whip it real good.
Whip it good.
Because they resemble yams? I can't get into this. There's Africa's involved. There's a lot of things going on. We're going to move on. So, sweet potato fries.
But it's a very traditional... Okay, so the sweet treatment of sweet potatoes is a very traditional...
Thanksgiving.
Southern...
Okay.
Thanksgiving dish.
Is it a Christmas thing too?
Probably.
Okay, let us know.
Yeah.
Everybody out there.
I think that we used to serve that at Thanksgiving and Christmas when my grandparents were living.
Because they probably liked it,
yeah,
made it, and
yeah,
whatever.
But then once I had a chance to not have it anymore, we don't have it anymore.
I've never, I mean, like I said, that one time and I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm also not, sorry, everyone's going to fucking hate me after the last two episodes.
Okay, you're a witch.
I'm not, I am. But I am not a huge marshmallow person.
I hate marshmallows.
It is not a thing. And the whippy shit and the stuff in the jar and like
that's so gross.
What the fuck is that? What is it? It's just sugar. It's got to be sugar.
It's just sugar.
I do like sugar. As we discussed, I like a good meringue, crispy. But
well, but you know what? A homemade marshmallow is really just a type of meringue that's formed into marshmallows.
Well, I don't like them.
I don't like them.
Yeah,
I don't like marshmallows.
Some people
love
them.
I don't like the texture.
People love them.
I don't like the texture. I don't like the flavor. I don't like any of that.
The last time I had a marshmallow was actually fairly recently.
Yeah.
It was a very large one. I learned how to make a shot glass out of it over a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then I filled it with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I shot, ate it.
Yeah.
Because you have to eat it.
Yeah.
And then I violently vomited for like hours.
Is that what you were allergic to?
I don't
to?
Know. No, I don't know. But I'm just, I'm going to call it the marshmallow.
It was the marshmallow episode.
Yeah. So.
Now, this is actually the fucking marshmallow episode.
Yeah, the fucking cookie and the fucking marshmallow episode. So then, okay, so sweet potato fries, people know about.
Yeah.
The sweet potato shit you're talking about for Thanksgiving, people know about. What else can you do with a sweet potato?
I like to make sweet potato hash.
Okay. With other veggies?
Well, yes, you can. Usually, I stay fairly pure.
Bullshit.
But I use sweet potatoes. I use onions, bacon.
Now, is this like a breakfast hash or is this like a side for your dinner?
It's just a side. You could eat it either way.
Okay. And you don't put anything sweet on it?
Uh-uh.
And then something that Candace introduced me to, which I really do like, is the chipotle
sweet potato
mashed sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
really good.
Yeah,
I like that flavor profile with it as opposed to a sweet.
Oh, I do too.
You know,
yeah, and it's sweet. Well, there's a sweetness to it just because of the sweet potato, but the chipotle is also really spicy.
Right, so you don't put a whole lot in it.
You don't put a whole lot.
But you don't put anything
but
else.
But it also makes a beautiful color.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a really dark... Chipotle is a smoked jalapeno. And it's almost all... Well, it is. It's you buy it in a can. And it comes in an adobo sauce. And so you chop up some of the chile. And then you use the adobo sauce.
Ooh, yum.
And then it makes a really beautiful color. It makes it spicy and savory. And I originally saw this recipe from Bobby Flay.
Your favorite.
My favorite, Bobby Flay.
He kind of looks like a sweet potato.
I'm going to beat your ass someday, Bobby Flay.
Everyone will. you're going to get your ass beaten by somebody.
Somebody.
Literally.
But I kind of changed it up because... He had a bunch of extra steps in it and just was stupid. So there wasn't really any... I mean, all you really have to do is bake the sweet potatoes and then mix butter and the chipotle with it. It's so easy.
It's so good, though.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
So it's fucking
very
good.
It's very delicious.
Okay, so I found a little thing. 24 best sweet potato recipes.
Ooh!
Let's find out.
Okay.
Sweet potato fries.
Yep. Was that number one?
Number one.
Wow.
Mashed. Add savory flavor with garlic and rosemary.
Okay, that sounds nice.
That does sound nice. Ooh, this sounds good too. I've never thought about this. I don't know why. Mashed sweet potatoes also make a great topping for shepherd's pie.
Oh, well, there you go.
I do love a good shepherd's pie. Hash. And this one is a breakfast one, so it's an easy breakfast. You can do like a fried egg on top, which you can put a fried egg on fucking everything and I'd eat it.
Yeah, me too.
Fritters.
Oh, I like that too.
Yeah, I like that too. Gratin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sweet potato gratin. Makes a great Thanksgiving side.
Well, yeah. I think one of the things, it's sort of like with the butternut squash and the whole pumpkin discussion we had. It's gnarly looking.
Yeah, so you think people don't like it?
I think that they don't know what to do with it.
Because it looks
weird. Because it looks gnarly.
Yeah.
And they are kind of hard to peel.
They're different, yes.
You know, and they're, you know, it's like you have
they're to... They're hard to cut. Way harder than a potato.
Yeah. So I think that has something to do with why people don't They'd rather buy them in a can.
Well, and also I think people just don't know what, you know, one thing. You know, you, oh, sweet potatoes are that shit that some, you know, Aunt Flo brings over. I don't know who that is. That's your period. Your fucking period brings your sweet potatoes. Jesus Christ. Okay, what else? Soup. Curry. That's a good, that's true too. There are a lot of curries.
We have that recipe though for the sweet the red curry sweet potato soup.
Oh, well, maybe we'll put that on Patreon.
Well, maybe.
Or somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somewhere for you guys to find it.
Yeah, it's really good with curry.
Baked.
Yeah,
just we plain said old baked. Plain old baked.
And it's really a good vegetable for you. I mean, it's much better for you.
Yeah.
It's super healthy. It's got
lots of shit in it for you.
Yeah. It's antioxidants.
It's got all the shit in it for you.
It's all that good shit.
Hey, this is interesting. Twice baked sweet potato. Try Barefoot Contessa's version, mixing thyme, shallots, and Taleggio cheese.
Taleggio.
That sounds yummy.
It's stinky cheese.
Mm. Burritos. Burritos. Cooked diced sweet potatoes are a great addition to burritos.
Yeah.
Okay. Bruschetta or sandwiches. This is interesting. Another way to use roasted sweet potatoes, topping for toast, filling for sandwiches. I would never think about putting that in a sandwich. But I wouldn't put a potato in a sandwich either. Would you?
No.
I put chips in a sandwich.
Chips. Sweet baby sweet potato fries. I
don't understand that one. Okay, we'll move on from
that. Make a sweet potato spread or something?
Yeah, I think maybe. Well, this says smear ciabatta with a creamy aioli. Mayonnaise. And then top with sweet potatoes, pickled red onions, and arugula.
That does taste good. Okay,
I mean,
yeah,
I don't know that tastes what's good. It sounds good.
What's the form of the sweet potato? Is it like, is it cube?
It doesn't say.
It just says, throw some sweet potato on the bread.
It's raw.
I don't think it's raw.
Salad. Okay, you can put sweet potatoes in salad. You have to cook it first. Sweet potato pancakes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Quesadilla filling, mashed. That's weird. Okay, sweet potato waffles.
Yeah, that sounds good too.
Someone was talking about that the other day too. Or corn meal? No. Corn cakes? Corn cookies? Corn? I don't know. I'm having a seizure.
Corn muffins?
Sweet potato gnocchi.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's good, too.
I do, too.
Oatmeal? Fuck you. No.
No.
Baking with mashed sweet potatoes. Biscuits.
Yeah.
For a moist, super tender biscuit, add some of your extra mashed sweet potato?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
No, but I've heard about it, and it sounds really good to me.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Cakes, cupcakes, okay, pie.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Southern dessert. Ooh, and it even says like you did. Many agree sweet potato is a better choice than pumpkin.
Yeah. Mm.
Scones, whatever. People don't know how to make scones here. Sweet potato peel. Sweet potato chips.
Yeah, just
could make those in your air fryer.
I could.
Yeah. And then this is just how to preserve it. God, I'm really hungry.
Me too.
Roasted winter vegetable bowls with couscous romesco sauce and tahini drizzle. Doesn't that fucking sound delicious?
With sweet potatoes.
With sweet potatoes, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that they're really good for you. They're really versatile.
Just don't be afraid of them.
Yeah.
I think is the key. Like, well, there's like so many different things. Well, yes, like so many things. But like, this looks amazing. Garlic parmesan roasted sweet potatoes.
That sounds delicious.
And it's beautiful.
It is.
It's in like a casserole dish.
Yeah. And they're like shingled. They're
that's thin really
slices.
Pretty.
One of the things, here's a new thing that's happening.
Oh, tell me. Keep me on the up and up.
Hasselback.
I thought you were going to say Hasselhoff.
No. Hasselback. Potatoes. Yeah, that's a bit, and Hasselback, they're doing a lot of different things, Hasselbacked. Hasselback is so tedious.
What the fuck is a Hasselback?
I can't imagine home cooks doing Hasselback for like, oh, let's just do some Hasselback potatoes for whatever. So you have a potato. Instead of...
Like a baked potato.
Okay. Or a sweet potato. Instead of slicing it all the way through.
Oh, I've seen this on sausages.
You slice it. You make a whole bunch of slices.
Yeah, yeah,
consecutive
yeah.
Consecutive slices. thin, yeah. super thin, so that when you bake it and you like, you'll drizzle it with butter or something, that they kind of flare open.
It's really pretty in the pictures.
It's beautiful. It's so tedious. That's the wind.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
It is windy here today,
guys. It is
windy.
Let
me tell you.
Yeah.
And my poor backyard is full of leaves. I think we've talked about this before.
I'm sure because you just bitch about your leaves and your pecans all the time.
They're not my leaves.
They never are, Candace. You should see my yard and my pool.
My neighbor's leaves.
I don't have one very small tree in my yard. It is not my fucking tree either.
You know what my tree is? My tree is an offshoot from my neighbor's tree.
Fuck that tree. So this is interesting too, and actually a good idea for the veggie people, sweet potato lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds yummy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not unlike butternut squash lasagna.
Sweet potato chili.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Look, we're coming all around with the pies and the chili.
Here we go.
I'm not eating a sweet potato souffle.
I mean, I don't know.
Sorry.
Soufflés are kind of coming back into fashion for some reason.
Why?
I always thought they were cool in the 80s.
Yeah, a lot of things you thought were cool in the 80s, like cocaine.
Like big hair.
Big hair, cocaine, you know, shoulder pads. That's fucking coming back too. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, bell bottoms.
Bell bottoms wasn't that. Well, I mean, I guess it kind of was, but Cajun sweet potato tots. Ooh, that's nice. That sounds nice.
Not Cajun.
Well, not Cajun for you, but I think just put your fucking adobe in it and call it good. Air fryer sweet potatoes. There you go. Oh my God. This is the most fucking disgusting picture. Why is that on there? This is a Buddha bowl, but it's like oozing out the side, not in like a delicious, yummy, scrumptious way.
No.
Like in a dirty fucking kitchen way. That is disgusting as fuck.
Yeah. Stop doing that.
Ew. Barbecue chicken sweet potatoes. Okay. So look, there's a ton of shit. Vegan chili. And I guess for the vegans and the vegetarians out there, sweet potato is a nice substitute for things because it does hold up.
Yeah. And it tastes great. And it's good for you. Better than lots of other things.
Back to the whole fucking good for you.
Yeah.
So what I like to do with sweet potatoes is very similar to what I
like.
Let me, Candace, let me tell you what I like to do with a good sweet potato.
Tell me what you like to do with a good sweet potato.
Very similar to what I like to do sometimes with a regular potato is cut it in wedges.
Okay.
Olive oil, salt, pepper, and a Ziploc bag, like a shake and bake.
Yeah.
With some rosemary.
Okay.
And then bake it like big fat French fries in the oven.
Yeah, it sounds
great. It's delicious. And that'd be a great side. I mean, I know Thanksgiving's over, but that'd be a great side for
anything.
Any event.
Well,
any festival.
Like, you know, it's not like and here's the thing. Once Thanksgiving is passed and Christmas is passed, at least in this part of the country, then it just starts to get cold.
Yes.
Super cold.
Very cold.
And it's a good cold weather dish.
It
or
is.
Vegetable.
And
or
it's
whatever.
Cheap.
Oh, so cheap.
It's cheap, and they last forever. I remember when I bought sweet potatoes, and they're not like any
back
other...
Back in the day?
I remember when, this one time. But no, like, I mean, I don't eat, like, I stupidly shop at Sam's, because I'm obsessed with Sam's, and then I'm like, oh, I have 10 pounds of sweet potatoes, and I eat, like, two, and then I forget about them, and for months, I'll forget about them, and then I go back to the pantry, and I'm like... Well, this potato's fine. I'll just make this potato. Like, yeah. And they just... Oh, I spit everywhere, and I...
She's very emphatic about these sweet potatoes.
Get on this. And like Candace says, they're so good for you. They're so good for you. And there's a ton, guys. Like, I'm looking it up now. Like, there's a ton of easy recipe... Sweet potato pie cocktail? No, fuck
no,
off.
No, no, no.
But there's a ton of, like, this looks good. Sweet potato frittata... Sweet potato casserole, for those of you that like cheesy sweet potato shit.
Or cheesy anything shit.
Which I like. I love some cheese. But there's tons of stuff. And can't we get sweet potatoes all the time?
All year round. Well, yeah. Most things we can.
Yeah. Well, I know. Because they're
but
all
I,
like
But you know what?
Hydroponically grown.
I'm very sad because...
Your face looks sad.
I went to Trader Joe's and I cannot get the pumpkin spice hummus anymore.
It's over. Oh, well, they're like that.
I know.
I mean, you have to go in July to get your fucking pumpkin pie.
The woman, you know, hummus. What? I was, when I was checking out, I said, she said, of course, did you find everything you were looking for? And yeah. I said, yeah, but
did she also say, oh my God, this is delicious. I made this. Oh my God, these are so good. Because they always fucking tell you that. And I'm like, bitch, you didn't make all this. Like, you're just saying. The guy the other day was like, do you know where this is from? And I'm like, no. And he's like, it's from Brazil. And I'm like, great. I said, are you looking at every box to see where it's from while you check me out? He's like, no, I just thought it was interesting.
She told me, because I said, I'm sad because I couldn't get any more of my pumpkin spice hummus. And she says, yeah, she says, they just, you know, it comes and goes so fast. She says, in fact, they started in August.
See, I wasn't far off.
And August. You know, you weren't. That's what I was saying, is that I don't want pumpkin in August.
I don't want fucking pumpkin coffee in August either, Starbucks.
I don't. I just don't. I don't want pumpkin spice until maybe October, mid-October, maybe.
Halloween.
Halloween-ish. And that's when I bought my pumpkin spice hummus.
And you were like, oh, this is delicious.
It was so delicious.
I'm going to go back and get some more. And they were like, no.
No, you can't.
Fuck you, bitch.
There's chocolate. I don't want chocolate hummus. I want pumpkin spice hummus.
Can't you just make it?
I probably can. Okay. Now I'm going to have to try to make pumpkin spice hummus.
We could make sweet potato hummus.
Maybe sweet potato. That might even be better.
Mm. Mm. Let's try that too.
Let's do that.
We need to make a list of the shit we're talking about trying. Because we'll there was something else and we'll totally forget about it. We'll listen back to this podcast in like 3 years and be like,
oh God, we didn't make the sweet potato hummus.
Yeah. Oh, the chiff cake. The chestnut cake. Chess cake. Lemon chess cake.
Lemon chess pie.
Pie.
The last episode. Lemon chest.
Oh, sounds like.
I don't know.
That was what we were talking about. Oh, and then the potato. We just discussed the fucking potato candy. We just talked about that like five minutes ago.
We did.
We still need to make a list.
In the meantime, stay fresh.
Sweet potato bags.
Not a Single Fork is made possible by the Girl Can Cook cooking studio and kitchen, where real people learn how to cook real food and have fun while they're doing it. Located in beautiful downtown Broken Arrow, Oklahoma's historic Rose District, the Girl Can Cook holds recreational cooking classes during the week and private classes and parties on the weekend. Personalized catering and wine dinners to fit almost any occasion are also available. Check out the Girl Can Cook at thegirlcancookschool.com.